The first reading today teaches us the story of forgiveness through the example of Joseph and how he chose to forgive his brothers who sold him out, who left him to die. My brothers and sisters, we have been rejected, abandoned, forgotten, pushed aside, and sometimes left to die like Joseph in the past. People have failed to act with faith, with love around us. But how we respond to that and how we extend forgiveness is really important, because forgiveness is that free love that changes us first. It might not change the situation. It might not change the other person. It might not change the relationship. It might not change anything, but it changes us, because we're able to let go of that shadow, that hatred, that anger, that resentment, or the thing that eat us alive. We can choose to react to what people have done to us, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, according to retributive justice, or we can choose to forgive. Just as the good Lord reminded us through the story of Joseph that he can draw straight line from crooked paths, we remind that God can use evil and turn them into good. And the gospel readings today remind us that we have received freely, therefore we're called to give freely the love, the forgiveness, the grace that come from him first. My brothers and sisters, what I'm preaching to you is hard, and I preach to myself first. But may we learn how to let go, to trust in the Lord, and pray for those who have hurt us. Let us extend that gift of love, of reconciliation, of forgiveness to the people who have done us wrong first. And hopefully, by the grace of God, he will change their heart as well.